Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A South Carolina woman has been charged with murder after allegedly poisoning her husband by putting eye drops into his water for several days.
So that old trick, you know, like in wedding crashes. Yeah, but people think, oh, that's just like a fun deal. You can, well, obviously, you
yes,
can cause significant problems.
You can absolutely kill someone from doing that. Lana Clayton was arrested weeks after her husband, Stephen Clayton, was found dead at home. She was detained when a toxicology test discovered a chemical called tetrahydrazoline in his body. The substance is found in over-the-counter eye drops and nasal sprays that are available without a prescription. Police also charged her with unlawful malicious tampering of food between the dates of the 19th and 21st of July when the alleged murder occurred. Now, there's a different twist to this as well. Police say that she admitted to poisoning her husband without his knowledge. Mr. Clayton was pronounced dead after appearing to suffer a fall down the stairs in the foyer of their home.
Uh-huh.
A funeral was held for him in the couple's backyard in early August. Friends and neighbors say before investigators discovered his cause of death. Mrs. Clayton has no previous criminal record and has not been arrested before, but prosecutors say they're now reviewing, listen to this, a 2016 incident in which she shot her husband in the head with a crossbow as he slept.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you get up at night, you're walking around with nothing to do, you do a little crossbow practice.
Police determined that the shooting was accidental, and investigators
maybe not
found Mrs. Clayton at home crying and upset after the crossbow incident. She said at the time that her husband was mentally abusive to her and had mood swings, but never physically hurt her.
Uh-huh.
The chemical that she put into the drinks can cause seizures, stop breathing, and induce comas. And even a few drops of the drug, which is intended to reduce redness, can cause serious adverse events. And the couple has been together for 8 years. They're happy together for 8 years.
Effed up.
But she shot him in the head.
With a crossbow.
With a crossbow initially.
Honey, would you mind if I got a crossbow and kept it in the bedroom?
And then found out that she killed him via
And get a gallon of eye drops.
Listen to this one. Police in Russia are investigating claims that a boy beheaded himself with a chainsaw.
Oh my God.
After losing a computer game.
Oh,
what game?
I'm not sure. A criminal.
Put this in context.
A criminal case has been opened into incitement to suicide after 15-year-old Pavel Matveev's body was found. Reports say the boy went out into his yard and switched on a chainsaw and sawed off his own head.
Oh my God.
Russian media cited local sources saying that he was addicted to a computer that his single mother had bought for him. It was unclear what game he was playing. A female source said that is what killed him.
Did he explain Fortnite?
He spent hours at his computer and his nerves gave in after a game. Well, maybe, Steve. I don't know. A criminal case was opened into the case. Now, Russia, the reason I say I'm not sure is because Russia has had a spate of cases where so-called death groups allegedly incite children and teenagers to take their own lives in social media games.
Oh,
but
man,
it's not clear that was involved in this tragedy. Some death groups feature a so-called game called Blue Whale.
Yeah, you'd reported on this a while ago.
In which they are brainwashed to sick online mentors to complete 50 steps, including exhaustion and self-harm, which culminates in suicide. Isn't that messed up?
Chainsaw.
Yeah, that's I don't know how that whole thing happened. It's crazy. All right, something a little bit lighter fare for you. No death involved in this one. Austrians often lament having their European country mistaken for Australia, which is 8,700 miles away. And a kangaroo sighting there in Austria may complicate matters.
Uh-huh.
The animal, native to Australia, was spotted by residents in forest and meadows near the small town of Kirchschlag in northern Austria.
We had long suspected they were one and the same.
Police confirmed multiple sightings over the weekend, but told the BBC on Tuesday the mystery marsupial remained at large. It sounds unbelievable, but it's true, a local police official had said.
Yeah, we're watching the footage. That's a kangaroo, all right.
We have called all the zoos and kangaroo breeders around us, but no one is missing a kangaroo. We hope the owner will come forward. Local media reported the authorities were treating the animal, which requires a permit to be owned as a pet, in the same way that they would a runaway dog. But they're trying to figure out who owns the kangaroo in Austria, not Australia. Police say a joyride on a tractor has resulted in multiple drug-related charges against a man. Police were called Friday about a tractor that was taken without the owner's consent. Officers saw the tractor being driven about noon, pulled the driver over, identified as Anthony Waters. Waters was arrested on charges of driving under the influence. So he was drunk while he's driving a tractor.
This is not my tractor.
And his license was revoked, and he was taken to the county jail where he remained logged in Monday. Officers continued an investigation into possible drug use and searched his house. They found methamphetamine, hydromorphone, and cannabis during the search.
Is it one of these cases where the guy thinks he's not breaking the law because it's not a car?
It may have been. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And he was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance. And then we'll do one more story. And this is painful. Unlucky beachgoer was left writhing on the sand in agony after his genitals were jabbed by a stingray's barbed tail.
Oh,
dude.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, my ball.
You don't even have one. An ow. The unnamed man was enjoying a sunny day in the tropical city of Sanya, South China, when the freak accident occurred. Footage from the beach shows the tourist wincing in pain as a crowd, including police, gathers around to see and assess his injuries.
Stand back. He got stung in the balls.
Having just taken a dip in the sea, the man reportedly ran back onto the beach, crying in pain after the stingray's barbed tail found its way into his swim shorts and hooked onto his genitals. The video shows him lying prone on the sand with the stingray. The exact type of which was not reported nearby. A member of the fire service said that he and his colleagues did not have the proper equipment to unhook the spiny tail from the man's privates. The fireman said, rip it off. Fireman said, on the paramedic's advice, we cut off the barbs with our tools. The unfortunate tourist is said to have been able to stand immediately afterwards, but soon followed the paramedics to hospital for a checkup. It's unclear whether the man was ever at risk of venom exposure, while the ray is thought to have died on the beach.
Of embarrassment.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the face. We're looking at the picture, though. That is the sign of agony.
Dude, and that killed Steve Irwin.
Yeah, right to the heart.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Virginia man didn't like the fact that a school bus stop in front of him had kids walking onto his yard, so he put up an electrified fence.
Where's the problem?
And they have been waiting for the school bus around his property. He didn't like it. I saw the video footage of this guy. He's what you would expect. The type of person
kid.
Who would put up an electric fence in his yard.
Those little pricks.
Had a gun tucked in his front pocket while he was out there putting it up.
I can't take any sass from no third graders.
Brian Tucker said he tries no trespassing signs, but the children don't obey, so he took it a step further. He said, they don't respect other people's land. I pick up trash every day. But Tucker's neighbors are concerned about this new addition. One neighbor, James Mefound, said, I touched it. I got a slight shock, and it wasn't that great. I understand his concern. I just don't think he understood the neighbor's concern about their kids.
He has the right to protect his property and keep it clean. But if you can do that without electrocuting the kids, that'd be good.
He said one of them could touch it, fall into it, and get shocked. Tucker actually has since been told to remove the fence. He technically put it on county property.
That's a problem.
Not his own property. But he could just move it to his property line and leave it up. Tucker said that the message had gotten across. Parents are posting and talking about it. So I guess he's happy about that.
How about a moat?
Maybe that could
work.
Yeah. A Tennessee man died roughly a month after a surgeon allegedly left a needle inside of him after performing open-heart surgery. Yeah.
Oh, man. He goes through open-heart surgery and then dies later because of this needle left in him.
Yeah, the needle was reportedly lost inside the body of 73-year-old John Burns Johnson while he underwent heart surgery in May of 2017. The surgeon identified as Dr. Srikumar Subramanian, and he realized that he was missing a surgical needle after closing Johnson's chest upon completion of the 9-hour procedure. An x-ray later confirmed the needle was inside the man's body.
Where? In the heart?
No, I don't know. A second surgery was performed to remove the needle, but the surgeon was unable to remove it.
Oh, my God. So they knew it. They were trying to get it out.
It wasn't clear if the device was unable to be found or if it was not in a position to be removed. Johnson died about a month later. The needle was eventually removed during the man's autopsy.
We got it.
Yeah, they got it out after he died. Yeah,
all good now.
His death was reportedly painful, unnecessary, and wrongful, the lawsuit said. They keep a very strict log of all of the instruments and things that are in those rooms in case something like that happens. And apparently,
where's my wallet?
Yeah, right. police were called to K Jewelers at the Town Center Mall on Monday. This is in Virginia as well, to investigate a man accused of disturbing the peace. Now, the man, according to witnesses, was yelling profanities at shoppers, but the man was not alone. According to witnesses, the man was a ventriloquist using a puppet to yell at shoppers.
So the puppet was yelling profanities at shoppers?
Apparently was the case.
Wow.
The man and his puppet left the property before police arrived and no charges were filed.
They we gotta get out of here!
They couldn't find him.
We're pissing people off!
A wine festival suffered Well, they suffered an agonizing interruption when a swarm of hornets descended on the crowd. God.
This is the second hornet story you've had in about a week.
And they
remember the hornets in the car?
Yeah, they were stinging in hospital and ended up hospitalizing over a dozen attendees. The incidents took place at the southwestern German town of Weingarten at the Weinwandertag.
Was ist das?
Event in the region's
hornets
vineyards near the Swiss border.
Und run for the hills! I'm trying to add some flavor to it.
Where wine lovers had gathered to mark the final few weeks of...
Screw the wine! Run for the hills!
A summer over the weekend.
We got a real bad hornet situation over here.
Emerging from a hollowed cherry tree, hornets attacked the group, injuring 18 people.
Yeah, it was in a hollow cherry tree, and the hornets came out and started stinging us.
Two rapid response units arrived.
We dropped all of our wine, and then we ran.
On the scene shortly after, 13 people were admitted to the hospital for treatment.
Where does hornet sting fall in the list? So from yellow jacket to bumblebee to wasp. I know one of them is not legitimately a bee or is a hornet.
I think wasps are hornets or hornets are
right,
wasps.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. So in that group,
I don't know.
Painful. I always thought hornets were at the top.
Listen, I don't know, but Chuck and I both were recently stung by wasps. We had a nest issue. And, dude, I just got stung one time. It freaking hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
It flat out hurts. And so, I don't know, man, but it just,
okay.
That venom goes in. It hurts like a son of a bitch, but I don't know where they rank among bees and, and other flying, stinging insects.
All right, so yellow jackets and hornets are wasps. They're types of wasps.
No kidding.
Are they? Interesting.
Okay. All right. So, anyhow, a pest control expert ensured the nest was properly moved to a safe location. Before turning on the crowd, the insects were gathered in their nest inside a nearby tree trunk, as I said.
We fleshed them out with this polka music.
And it's not clear what disturbed them enough to attack. Maybe it was the polka music. The victims of the stinging frenzy were apparently... Did you get it through your nose?
I'm good.
He almost had coffee through his nose. The victims of the stinging frenzy were apparently hiking through the vineyards... in the Weingarten as the hornets entered the fray. So a few people got stung and they got hurt. Let's see. Police discovered the bodies of... this is morbid. Police discovered the bodies of a married couple after their downstairs neighbor called to report that blood was dripping through the ceiling.
Oh! Saw this story. It's horrible.
When officers arrived at the upstairs apartment in Margate, Florida, nobody answered the door. Firefighters had to remove it. Once inside the apartment, they found 84-year-old Nicholas Montzorians sprawled on the floor and next to a gun to his body. And his 66-year-old wife, Sally, was dead on their bed.
Well, that's the end of that crown molding.
Each had a gunshot wound to the head. Police believe that Nicholas shot and killed his wife before turning the gun on himself.
Could you imagine you're below and you start to see blood dripping through the ceiling?
God, one of the neighbors said that... they were informed by police that one of the gunshots actually went through the wall and into his apartment while he wasn't at home. He said that he would occasionally run into the couple when they went to the Winn-Dixie, but explained that they mostly kept to themselves. So that's messed up, that you discover it that way, blood dripping through your ceiling. Mm. And then you got to have that stuff cleaned up and removed. And
you got to call in. There are people who specialize.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.